Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Thursday. Dr. Tom here, and you're listening to The Positivity Effect, episode number 59, Your Network is Your Net Worth. So just a few announcements. I'm launching a store centered around The Positivity Effect on May 1st, so stay tuned. And guys, connect with me on Snapchat. It's one of the coolest social media platforms right now, and it's a lot of fun. My handle is T. Retscher. Today, we're joined again by the founder and visionary behind Thrive 15, Clay Clark. Clay describes Thrive as an online edutainment and practical training for entrepreneurs taught by millionaires, mentors, and everyday success stories. He's also a writer, contributor to entrepreneur.com. Clay is super successful, and he shared his formula yesterday, which is so powerful and profound, and that is focusing on faith, family, finances, friendship, and fitness. Today, he's back to tell us some more actionable tips to make some shifts in our lives. And I want you to really pay attention when he talks about having safety with where you live and the gratitude that we should all have for that. And as well, when he really gets into the nitty-gritty about how to network properly. Head over to thrive15.com to sign up. And also, if you'd like to attend a live event, email info@thrive15.com, and you can literally go to one of their powerful events for only $19. That's crazy. Man, I am truly grateful to have him on the show. So help me welcome him now to The Positivity Effect. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back for day two with Clay Clark. This was just incredible. You know, I hope you had a chance to listen in to yesterday's episode. It was just jam-packed, full of energy. And Clay, you really got super, super transparent with us. I want to thank you for sharing your personal stories.
Hey, not a problem. I feel like your listeners are some of the finest, smartest, hardest working people on the planet, and they deserve nothing but complete transparency from somebody who is a man bear pig. You know what I mean? If you're a man bear pig, you can't. I don't have any big talents I can do. I can't do any verbal cartwheels here. So I'm gonna just give you the real and the raw.
Well, and that's what's so special about you is that, like you said, you're just transparent, and you're gonna make mistakes, and you get out of your own way, but. Now we're going to today we're talking about Thrive 15, and like you started that idea 15 years ago. It's like, I think so many people, they want to start an idea and they think it's going to happen in, you know, 6 months, which is crazy. You know,
now let's be offensive real quick. Okay. What we'll do is we'll say things that people are like, this isn't a nice podcast at all. I thought this was very inspirational. I don't understand. So one, okay. If you go to Proverbs 10:4, and I know that Proverbs is sort of a thing where people go, that's in the Bible, and, you know, the Bible, it's sort of controversial. I mean, you know, feel the burn, Bernie Sanders, no Bible, you know, whatever. So anyway, so the Bible, Proverbs 10:4, said that God blesses the hand of the diligent and he punishes the slackard. I don't know, that's pretty rough. You could try it differently. If you don't sow seeds, you won't raise any corn. You won't grow any corn. That seems nicer. How about Elon Musk? Elon Musk, this is what Elon Musk says. You have to work like hell. And I'm just telling you, this is, again, I'm just saying what Elon Musk says. I'm not saying this is what, you know, but Elon Musk, he says, you have to work like hell. Like you have to work like hell. I mean, what does that mean? Work like, I mean, well, he says you just have to work 60 to 80 hours a week if you want to have success. That's Elon Musk. I mean, this is the guy who built Tesla. He built PayPal. He built, so, you know, if you're looking for, a super positive, like hunky-dory, you know, Narnia, open up this closet, and you'll end up in just a paradise, you know. this is Elon Musk. He says, I'm reading you the quote. He says, I work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in 80 to 100 hours. 100 hours per week? That means, what time did I wake up today, Thomas? Well, I'll tell you. I woke up at 3. What time am I done working today? 6. How many hours is that? 3 to 3 is 12. Add in 3, that is 15. 15 times 5 is what? Well, 15 times 5. That is what he's talking about, okay? It improves the odds of success. If other people are putting in 40-hour weeks and you're putting in 100-hour weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that you will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve. So then you have these boundaries because you have a wife, you have a kid, you have a family. So you got to go, well, I'm going to focus on my family. I'm going to focus on my fitness. I'm going to focus on my – the big five in order here. Faith, family, finance, friendships, and fitness. You know, if you focus on them all, well, when am I going to watch my favorite show? Never, because you're focusing on your goals. So you can't be watching someone else's movie. You got to be making your own movie, right? Boom.
Why is it, you've connected with so many people through Thrive, and then when you hear their testimonies, what is that biggest thing that stopped, they made the step to start learning, through Thrive 15, but what was that biggest thing that holds everybody back?
Well, what happens is there's two things. One, it's a cosmic force. It's something that some people would call biblical. Some people would call just a universal habit force. It's deep. It's dark. It's dangerous. I call it jackassery. So what jackassery comes from the root word meaning jackass. And what it is where people are like, I want to be successful. I want to be successful. And then they don't put in the effort. So... But then people say the second thing, remember, the first one is Jack Asher. The second is people don't know what to do, right? So busyness is not business. Again, that's problem number two. Busyness is not business. So what does that mean? Well, really, if you just take the word business and you add a Y to it, you replace the I with a Y, that's busyness. It's the same word, just busyness or business. So why? Because what happens is we get busy doing stuff. I'm going to update my Facebook every 10 minutes. I'm going to post something on Instagram. I'm going to make a cold call to random people when they get surly. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to organize my shoes. I'm going to make a movie on my YouTube and put it out every month. And I'm going to be on Instagram constantly. And that's going to give me success. And I'm going to get a Tony Robbins book about success. I'm going to read the first chapter of that book and the first chapter of a little bit of John Maxwell and the first chapter of any book that I can find. I'm going to go to seminars and I'm going to just watch the first chapter, the first part of the speech. And I'm going to update my Facebook and get on LinkedIn and read some blogs and listen to all the podcasts. And I'm going to do all that. And I'm going to get a degree. And I'm going to get a business degree and an MBA and a PhD. And I'm going to live on the couch with my mom. And you're like, bro, you're not doing anything that helps you you're just busy.
That's busyness, yeah.
But the thing is, if I own a college, you know how I'm going to make – this is the deal. I've had investors on our Thrive 15 platform that have proposed this idea, and I totally push back. And that's why I feel good about it. But people are like, look, people don't even want to become successful. They just want certificates because it feels good. I literally had an investor who wanted to invest in the company who thankfully I said no to. And he's like, listen, if you'll just offer like certificates, people will feel like they're doing something even though they're not, but they're willing to pay for it. And he had like all sorts of data. I've talked to some of the top colleges in the world, and they say, if you just give someone a diploma or a certificate, they'll feel like they accomplished something. But it doesn't help you. Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever thought about how every college takes 4 years? I mean, why? I mean, what is it? You could like learn to become a barista in 2 weeks. You could become a welder. I mean, I've had a guy mentor me on how to do audio equipment in 3 weeks, Why does everything take 4 years? I'll tell you why, because it's a business, and they're just trying to keep you busy, and they're trying to go, at the end of this, you'll get this diploma. But at the end of the day, we want success. We don't want diplomas,
So. And learning it never stops. Like if you think, if the end, the learning stops when you have that diploma on the wall,
Well, let's look at your podcast for a second. When you first started podcasting, you got a little. You have to get this little widget, and this little widget helps you update it and put it on iTunes. And then all of a sudden, you got to get a better mic because your mic needs to get the quality needs to be better. And then they adjust for mobile compliance. And now you're like, oh crap, I got to update. And it never ends. It never ends.
Constantly.
And if we had to wait 4 years to learn anything new, are you kidding me? I mean, that's So I have no patience for that bunk. So the main thing is as an entrepreneur. One, you have to be willing to do the work. Most people aren't successful for two reasons. One, they're not working hard. Two, they don't know what to do. So quit doing busyness. Focus on business. Know your KPIs, aka your key performance indicators. Know what you need to do every single day to, quote unquote, create your own luck. My main man, Thomas Jefferson.
Create your own luck. Absolutely. So somebody, like you said, somebody's listening right now. They're driving they're doing laundry, they're in the bathroom for whatever reason.
Yeah, they're in there brushing their teeth. You know,
brushing their teeth, right? They like all of a sudden stop in their tracks. They're like, I have to go to thrive15.com right now. So they open up that browser. Where should they start?
Well, they have three different tabs. One is start a business. One is grow a business. The third is advance in your career. Or you can search for anything, you know, anything you want. But what happens is, it's like we had a guy yesterday on Saturday. I'm just old enough where I keep saying the other day, but it was like a year ago, you know. But anyway, Saturday we had a guy who literally has a subscription to Harvard's online program. And he says, I want you to know I have gone to formal business school and what I'm learning at Harvard. And this is like immensely better. I'm learning so much more here because it's all practical. You know, you're not running around teaching me about the Keynesian theory of economics. You know, would you like to learn a little bit about the history of – no, don't put the word about the history of boom boom and the history of bang bang. We don't want to learn about papyrus. We want to learn how to like sell some stuff online, how to build an LLC, how to fire a guy, how to hire a guy. How to fire a guy? You mean you actually have trainings on how to fire a guy? Yeah, you got to fire a guy, right? I mean, it's just the deal. So we teach the specific brass tacks. We had another student who's a Cornell University student who told us that his experience on Thrive, he said, in 2 weeks watching 15 minutes a day on thrive15.com, it's 15-minute trainings, he says, I literally have learned more than I've learned in my entire business career at Cornell, my business, you know, degree program.
Wow. That's profound. And I love the fact that they're these bite-sized videos, because today I just think everybody's attention is pulled in so many different directions. It's really key that you have these shorter, just like knock you out 15 minutes and you're going to walk away with something actionable.
Thomas, can I give you something that's like a little bonus nugget that really I think might help your listeners, you know, to something?
Absolutely.
Have you ever heard of that Steve Jobs guy? I know you have, but maybe other people have not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Steve Jobs, he says this, and I don't want to get this wrong, so I'm pulling it up here real quick using my incredible typing skills. But this is Steve Jobs, and if you don't like him, it's fine. It's okay. But he says, people think focus means saying yes to the thing you've got to focus on, but that's not what it means at all. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas, saying no to the 100 other good ideas that are out there. You have to pick carefully. I'm actually as proud of the things haven't done as the things I have done. Innovation is saying no to 1,000 things. So, Thomas, I'm on the Skype, I'm on the computer, I'm on the podcast with you right now. So guess what we're not doing? We're not receiving text messages, right?
Right.
Guess what we're not doing? I'm not checking my email. Guess what I'm not doing? I'm not updating my social media. We're in a world of people that are so distracted that we've become dumb. And Harvard Business School has some studies on this, but people are so distracted, we've become dumb. So I want you to think right now, what are the 5 things I need to focus on today? Oh, and this guy, he talks about us the same thing. But it's all that matters. It's your faith, your family, your finances, your friendships, your fitness. What are you going to do today to make progress in those areas? Everything else is bunk.
And if you think about it right now, like, everything that Clay just said, if you have that itch to check your Facebook feed or to update your Twitter, I encourage you to go back and rewind and listen to what Clay said.
Yeah, I mean, I had a guy there to email me from a major, major university, and he says, I wanted to do a speaking event. I wanted to have you come speak about the role of entrepreneurship in creating a global community that creates sustainability for the environment. And I'm just like, one, that's way too long of an idea. Two, no. I said, no, you know, no, it was a good idea. Maybe I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to take time away from my family. Right. I mean, my wife is, I mean this respectfully, she's hot. I mean respectfully. I mean, she's a gorgeous lady. She's wonderful. She's a mother of my children. I want to chase her around. I don't want to go talk at some major university about the global responsibility of sustainability and blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Right. I mean, I just... You know, I mean, one of my buddies, Phil Pressey, he plays for the Phoenix Suns. He's one of our thrivers, okay? He's a guy we mentor. He's awesome. He plays on the Phoenix Suns. Every time that he played on the Boston Celtics for 2 years. I watch every time I can watch him because I'm focused, man. I know crazy Phil Pressey stats. When he dunked the other night, I was like, oh, it's crazy, you know? No one knows who Phil Pressey is, but I do because he's my man. He's
right,
my friendship.
Right.
He's my friendship.
It's like
he's my man.
We know more about things that don't matter than the things that do matter.
I heard that Beaver's going to have a baby, a love child, with one of the Kardashians. I feel like that's something we should all know about. I was reading a magazine last night. Are you kidding me? We need to learn how to build a website. We need to know sales. We need to know how to improve our career. We don't need to be learning about, well, I heard Kim Kardashian technically didn't release the video. It was someone stole it. What? Why are we knowing this? Why are we talking about it? Oh, man. We need to focus on our KPIs, our key performance indicators, our faith, our family, finances, friendships, fitness. Focus on that.
Oh, and I love, you know, you mentioned, you know, that, you know, your buddy and that he's also one of the thrivers. So talk about that. How did you come to build the team of entrepreneurs, of consultants that make up the people that are teaching anybody that comes and, you know, signs up with a membership for Thrive?
Okay. I'm going to give you, this is like that bonus stuff. People are like going, hey, I didn't expect this. This is good. This is how to build your network. Okay. This is a little like a separate podcast, part of the podcast, how to build your network. Your network is your net worth, right? Your network is your net. What? Worth.
Worth.
Net worth.
So powerful.
So, net worth. So what you have to do is you have to say no to people you used to say yes to. So I went to college. I was hanging around this guy, and this guy says to me, true story. He's like, He didn't have a Bostonian kind of a New York accent, but I think it's funnier if I pretend like he did. But he's like, hey, you know, I got this deal where we can go to the casino, and what we could do is we could get in there and we go in any door we want to, and they give us $10 of free tokens. Now, if we go to like four separate doors, the security guys don't even talk. They're dumb. Boom. You know, we go to all of them. We get $40. We get unlimited lobby at the buffet. It's $30. I mean, literally, we go into four different doors. We get all the money. Boom. And then what's hilarious, is that there is a Walmart super center where they don't even check, there's no one working there, and we can steal gas because I put duct tape over the camera. I literally can steal gas. I mean, all the gas, it's like, it's boom. And I'm in college, I'm not kidding you, and I'm like, okay, seems like a reasonable idea. And I'm not exaggerating, Thomas. I literally was spinning my, like, that was what I did, you know, in high school. A buddy of mine, again, not New Yorker, and I know no offense to New Yorkers, but I just feel like it sort of feels better if we say it that way. But I'll change the voice so it feels better. But a buddy says, hey, if we throw eggs off of the top of the bank and we throw them at police officers, they won't even know what hit them. You know what I mean? And I'm going, what are you saying? Well, no, seriously, I bought, like, my father owns an egg farm and I've got like 60,000 eggs and we can throw them and throw them down. And I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, it literally has 60,000 chickens. I'm not kidding. We can throw as many as we want. We're on top of the bank, and they don't know where we'll hit them, and we can spend our entire Friday doing that. And my friend Shannon, you can sneak in her house through her window, and her parents don't even know. It's crazy. And you're like, oh, wow, we have to do this. Well, this is jackassery. This is what I did in high school. This is what I'm doing in college, you know? Bruh, I can't even feel my face. Do you want to take another shot? Bruh, you know? That's what college is all about. We got to stop that. We got to surround ourselves with people who are high character people. And the problem is when you're around, when I was around David Robinson for the first time, NBA Hall of Famer, one of my partners. Guess what I did? I wore a suit. Why? Because he's freaking David Robinson, like the most incredible high integrity guy I've ever heard. I mean, you look up David, he's made more money off the court than on the court. He is an NBA Hall of Famer, two-time gold medal winner, the coolest guy in the world. When I'm meeting with Michael Levine, the PR consultant for Michael Jackson, guess what I do? I wear a suit. Why? Because he's the PR guy for Michael. Could you imagine what it would have been like to be the PR guy for Michael Jackson, for Pizza Hut, for Bill Clinton? The same guy has been the PR guy. It's crazy. Nike, that he's the PR guy. Well, when you're around the guy who used to manage Walt Disney World, Lee Cockerell, you guess what? You wear a suit. So pretty soon you start saying, well, heck, I should probably wear a suit every day then.
Oh, man.
So what you got to do is you got to think about who are all the people in the world that you want to get to be friends with. Make a list. And you know what? They're not going to want to be your friend because you're like me. You're at the casino. You're like, you know, what we could do is we could seriously take as much gas as we want and no one even knows. It's crazy. Boom. You know, and we're like, I mean, they're not going to want to hang out with us. We're a bunch of idiots. I mean, we're lucky we didn't go to jail. You know what I mean? And then you move forward and you say, well, who does David Robinson want to be around? He wants to be around people who are high character. So what you need to do right now, this is the little bonus. Two action items. Ask yourself, how would the person that I want to become act today, right?
So powerful, yeah.
Ask yourself that. I mean, how would the person I want to become dress? How would the person who I want to become act treat their wife? How would the person I want to become do XYZ? The other day I was meeting with a lady, nice lady. She's not weird lady, anything. In our office, we have these rooms where we have glass doors. You know, we have a room and it's got a glass door. And if I'm ever meeting with a lady, I meet her within a room where there's like a glass door or an open area. Why? Because I'm married. You know, because the person I want to become would not do dumb things, right?
Right.
So you got to think about these. You got to set these boundaries. And then the second part of that is what is your proximity? I mean, maybe you need to sell your big house and move into a small house so that you can afford to go to the country club where all the wealthy people are at so you can meet them. Did he just say sell our big house to move into a small house? Yes. My wife and I literally turned off our air conditioning so that I could buy Yellow Page ads and afford a membership to the Chamber of Commerce. True story. You got to do it though,
and
man.
It's no longer. It's not luck. It's you know, luck is when preparation meets opportunity.
You run into enough successful people, and you hold yourself to a high standard, and you dress for success. People will eventually go, "What do you do, bro?" And I'm like, "Oh, I owned a DJ company. You know, I DJ." Well, you know, I actually know Alice, and Alice is the head of Boeing HR. Boeing, you know, airplanes, 737s. You know, Airbus. You know,
wow.
And so she says. So I go, boop, 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 boop. Hey, Alice, hey, what's going on? Hey, I want to see if you guys were looking for a DJ for your 40th anniversary party. You know, big company.
That's amazing how that all comes back around.
Wow. Yeah, we are. And that's it happens over and over. I don't know about hitting home runs, bro. I know about singles. I know about hitting a single. There's a little win. There's a little win. There's a little win. There's a little win. Save a set percentage of all your income. Boom. Automatic millionaire. Done.
Oh, man. Clay. This, you know, this is the positivity effect, and I know I'm walking away with, you know, you're creating a ripple effect with this audience and everybody, you know, I encourage you to go back and listen to this. There's so many things that has been said. It's just incredible. And Clay, I want to, you know, talking on that topic of just that ripple effect of positivity, let's talk about how with Thrive 15, anytime somebody signs up, something else also special happens.
Well, what we do is we have I don't want to get super emotional. I'm kind of like a ridiculous – people say you're like the Glenn Beck of entrepreneurship. I'm sorry. I'm a weeper. I watched that movie, that Miracles from Heaven, the other day, and I like cried like a baby. I think I pulled my hamstring from dehydration. But
well, you had me crying yesterday.
Man, well, here's the thing is that like the people serving our country and our military, Army, Air Force, Reserve – have you traveled anywhere? Has anybody here traveled outside of the country? Have we ever gone to like Roatan? Has anybody here gone to Brussels? Have you been? I've been to some of these places. You know, you go to Brazil, guess what? Maslow and his hierarchy of needs. If you don't know what that is, feel free to Google it. But Maslow, if you don't have safety, it's hard to focus on entrepreneurship. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we are so blessed. If you live in this great country, and I know you have listeners all over the world, but if you live in this great country, we're so blessed. If you live in Australia, by the way, you have a good military. South Korea, you guys are safe because you're military, because of our military as well, teaming up with your military. But the thing is like you have no idea how blessed we are to be safe, bro. Caveman used to go, I like your wife. I take your wife. Kill you with rock, you know? And now we're in a culture where there's safety. So anybody who has put their life in harm's way to save people they don't even know, that's the hero. It's kind of funny, but I go to the airport sometimes. I see a guy in uniform. I'll buy him a beer or buy him whatever. The other day, we had a military member. It's free. Thrive 15 is free for anybody in the military, for their spouse, or anybody who's in the reserve, active duty, or their spouse. I mean, it's free. Military family, boom, it's free for you. If you were in the military or you are in the military and your spouse, you can. And so we have a guy show up yesterday. I'm not exaggerating. He showed up in the office yesterday. And if you get a chance to go to YouTube and Google Thrive 15 headquarters, you can go into YouTube and just search for Thrive 15 headquarters. You can see it. He shows up to say thank you. I lost it, bro. Like, it's like, I mean, these guys are awesome. I mean, I don't know that we can do anything. I mean, you get shot at. You know, the guy came in yesterday. He's a disabled veteran. You know, he can't move his body in a way that allows him to do most jobs.
Oh,
and all we're doing is giving a free membership for him. I mean, kind of sucks. I can't give him more. But I'm just saying, like, I can give him a hug and tell him I appreciate him. I don't understand people who don't appreciate these people, but these are the heroes. So entrepreneurship, it's a game. Military, that's the heroes.
And it's man, and that's, you know, it's so easy when you have that gratitude for your country, when you have that gratitude that we have safety, that we can literally, you know, and I always talk about this. We think about the things, you know, if you're struggling with something and you can't get started, you want to, you know, specifically today, you know, talking with Clay, we're talking about building businesses and creating new ideas, and you're so stuck because you're in your own head and everything you're worried about and frustrated with. Sit down, get alone, you know, get yourself some alone time and start thinking about things that you, even if you can't muster up gratitude, just start thinking about things you could be grateful for. I guarantee you, you sit there for enough time, you're going to be like, wow, I my life is blessed. Regardless with what you're struggling with, Clay just explained, you know, like freedom. You know, we have safety. That's crazy. I didn't even think about, like, thinking back to the, you know, like the cavemen. Like, literally, they could just come up and anybody would just steal anything of yours.
Yeah. Well, my dad, you know, he has ALS. And anybody listening right now who has ALS, or if you know what that's like, your body shuts off parts of itself over and over until the last thing it shuts off is your ability to breathe. And we're right there at the breathing part. And what he wouldn't give to be able to have a breath or to use his hand without, you know, struggle. But you know what he does? He looks at me and he says, I'm thankful you're here today. We have family time every Sunday. Just did it 2 days ago. He says, son, I'm thankful you're here. When you know, I mean, guys, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Period. So everybody here, I'm just telling you, for the people who fought for your country, who've died to literally provide you these opportunities, for your family, for yourself, for the God you serve, and if you don't serve a God, maybe you should consider that. But you owe it to yourself, to the people who've gone before you, to just give it the best you can. We only got one chance. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Get out there and do it. You are called to do something with your life. You listening right now, you have got something deep within your soul that is powerful. You're somebody's son. You're somebody's husband. You're somebody's wife. You're somebody's mom. You are awesome. And on behalf of Chief, you know, gives a crap, on behalf of Thrive 15, I care about you. I know Thomas cares about you. We care about you. You can do it. And one thing we're making available, Thomas, and I think you know this for all your listeners, is if you come to Thrive 15, we have our workshops, and they're not like a magic money, get rich in an hour seminar. It's part of the thing. So it's $19. You can come out to a seminar, and it's all included. We don't sell you anything. We're not like, hey, buy the book, and then buy the thing, and then buy the other thing, and then come to Hawaii. It's a million. No, it's $19. Get out here. We want to help you. We're not screwing around here. This is your life. And I there's nothing more serious in my mind than your life. Go for it. You got it. You can do it. I've seen millions of people just like you start bakeries, dentistries. I've seen a guy who had a dentistry that was in the crapper. I've seen a certain person start a bakery. I've seen somebody start a roofing company. I've seen somebody start a home insulation company. I've seen a teacher become a tutor. I've seen it all. And you have what it takes. All it takes is diligence. It's all it takes. Coachability and diligence. That's it.
Clay, you know, I'm very emotional right now because, you know, Clay, you're talking to my audience, but you're talking to me too. And it's like, you don't need the permission, but it's like, a lot of my listeners know, like, I'm an audiologist and I help people with their hearing. And
yeah.
And, you know, I opened my own practice a couple of years ago. It's going to be 2 years now. And it's still really a struggle. It's hard. Every single day, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. And
I'll tell you this, Thomas. Nobody cares about your business more than you. And I'll tell you this. I dealt with a doctor just last week, so I can say this to you. It's so powerful. The doctor I'm talking to, he says, Clay, I hesitate in my advertising to say it's the best service in town. I hate to do it because I feel like it's not humble. I was taught to not, you know, to be humble. I said, listen, let's walk through this. Do you serve an excellent God in your mind? And the guy says, yeah, I do. I said, cool. And he's different. He's not a Christian. He's different. You know. I said, great, great. So do you believe that God made the mountains? Yes. Do you believe God made the oceans? Do you believe God built the most beautiful things? Yes. Do you believe that God is excellent? Yes, he is. Well, I tell you what. Then go out there and build an excellent business. Build the best. Tell people it's the best. Build the best. And when people say, man, your business is excellent, say, no, it's not. The God I serve is excellent, and my work is my worship. And I don't care what your faith is. Do that, you win.
Oh, man. So powerful, so powerful. Clay, it's you've done an honor for me because it was just such a special thing. When I reached out to you guys and you know, you gave me this opportunity to come on, you know, to come onto my show. And this is just alone has been really powerful for me. And I know it's been really powerful for everybody listening as well. And I always like to give you the person that comes on and gives me some of your time. Because like you said, we can focus on anything today. And like right now you chose to have this hour with me because, you know, you feel that we're creating a ripple of together, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
And I don't take that lightly. So I always like to say at the end to give you, and it's kind of, you've said it so many times in different ways, but I just want you to sum it up. It's this last question. If you were suddenly at the end of your life and you were reflecting on everything you've been through, everything that you've created, what kind of impact would you want to be remembered for?
One is I would definitely go to a frozen yogurt business and eat as much frozen yogurt as I possibly could on the last day. I would just try to smash it. And the second thing is I would just say, you know, I am not, you know, he was not the kind of person who cared about how he felt short term because he cared about our long term success. You know what I'm saying? And so I've always tried to pride myself on being candid, which is saying the truth, whether you want to hear it or not, and then supporting everything I say with a fact, because sometimes people don't, you know, people will scream at you. Have you ever driven out of your driveway before where you left your gas cap open? Oh, people are like, bro, you gotta shut it. And they're like, you gotta shut it. People are, and you're like, oh my gosh, do I leave a baby? Did I hit a baby with my car? They're like, your gas cap is open. You gotta shut it. You know, and people are freaking out. I'm not exaggerating. Literally, their day is so fresh in my mind. The guy's just screaming at me, you gotta shut it. You gotta shut your gas. I'm just like, oh man. And then, like, you could be a complete idiot and no one says, like, hey, you're headed the wrong way with your life.
Oh, wow.
No one, but like, they'll scream about a gas camp. I mean, we'll scream, Stephen Curry, Golden State, he's the man, and he is the man. But they're like, he's the man, and he is the man. But he's his best. I hope he wins, breaks the record. But they won't cheer for themselves and their own business.
Oh, man.
Let's bring the passion that we bring for the Golden State Warriors to our own business.
Own business and our lives, our relationships, guys, everything.
Let's cheer for our wife, like the Golden State Warriors. Yes, you're awesome. You are. I have tricked you. You're the best. Let's cheer for our husbands and say, you may have a series of faults, but you're my husband, and freaking, I'm going to make sure that I support you or whatever. You know, just let's cheer for our kids. Let's yes, you are the best. Let's cheer for our business. Yes, let's cheer for our country. Let's quit wasting our time reading Justin Bieber blogs about him and, you know, I mean, my wife likes that stuff, but technically. It's not a waste of time because she likes. If you know what I'm saying, we're getting all caught up in all these things that don't matter. So with my wife, you know, she loves Justin Bieber. That's her pastime. That's fine. But, you know what I'm getting at.
Oh, so good. Clay, thank you so much for coming on. You know, like I said, it's just an honor that you would spend your hour with me today. And you've got so much going on. And listen, you have businesses, children. Like, I don't have any children yet. And, like, I know that your time doesn't come lightly. So thank you so much for just giving some of your insight, you know, from everything you've been through. And I know everybody, I know myself and everybody else included, is walking away with some real actionable stuff today.
Hey, thank you for caring about your listeners, for going the extra mile. I know that you would run through a wall for them. I know you fight for them. You work hard for them. You try to make the best content for them. And thank you for lowering your standards by 800% and allowing me on the program.
Thank you, Clay, man. You rock. And so, guys, everything that Clay mentioned is going to be, you can find it, you know, right in the show notes at positivityeffect.com. And also, go to thrive15.com. And also, he mentioned, you know, Clay, you mentioned that awesome thing about just showing up at one of the events, $19. That's awesome.
Yeah, you just literally just email us info@thrive15.com, schedule it. We had a photographer from California who now lives in Miami who's just totally changed his business with it, one of our 2-day weekend workshops. He literally, I mean, just the testimony was crazy. And it was $19. I mean, it's less than like a New Era Tom Brady hat. Not that I know the price of that, but I do.
Oh, all right. Or like a movie ticket nowadays with popcorn is like $40.
Yeah, you get a popcorn. First off, you're getting like 4,000 calories. And you're also spending $40.
Yeah, popcorn and a small soda, which, by the way, looks like a 2-liter soda now, the small sodas. And that's the cost, you know, for that, you know, a couple of movies. And you can get some amazing, mentorship over at Thrive 15. And I was going to share this off the air, but I want to share it publicly. Man, like, I want to sign up today because there's somebody also in my own life that you told me just, I love that you guys pay forward to a military, you know, somebody that has just given their life for this country. And it's just so important to you know, remind ourselves of that. And you helped me remind myself of that today. And it's just really profound.
Well, we teamed up with the U.S. Chamber so that people would know it's a legit thing. It's something we've done with them. It's exciting. It's the Hiring Our Heroes program. And one other thing we do for your listeners, it's kind of fun, is any listener listening right now, if you'll send us a link to your website, we have a multi-million-dollar web development team. We'll actually go in and run a complete search engine analysis on your website and show you what you could do better. You know, how to fix it, like what specific like line item, what the problems are and how to fix it. And it's something we do free. So just check it out.
That's amazing, man. Clay, so much good stuff today. Thank you so much. And it's just an honor to have talked to you.
You're a great American.
Thank you. You too.
Boom. And
talk soon. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.